The Phil Hendry Show, brought to you by New Mobile Clean 5000, the oil that's changing oil.
And now, the internationally recognized, critically acclaimed, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Tats of Beverly Hills Steakhouse.
Ted.
Come on down.
Go.
Friends, come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills this weekend. We've got the NBA playoffs on. Great place to watch sports in heaven, Ted.
Wow, that was the unedited version of that. Ted, welcome to our program.
Thank you.
All right, I know you've been on the phone with attorneys.
I've got a lot to say, and I know there's an awful lot of people in your audience that can relate to what I experienced yesterday afternoon. If they have not experienced it themselves, if they can't put themselves in my shoes, they certainly can empathize. The police are out of control, and
All right, we can start at the beginning with this, but you just said that you're threatening a lawsuit now, City of Los Angeles?
Oh, absolutely. Without question, I'm going to sue the City of Los Angeles. I will sue the Los Angeles Police Department. And I think you draw a line. I'll tell you what, I'm Ted Bell. I own Ted's of Beverly Hills. I think I've been in this community long enough to warrant a little bit of respect, and I employ a lot of people.
I know you're out of breath.
I'm a little rattled. Yeah, you know, perfectly honest with you, I'm a little rattled.
So you were out on the, you were in the city of L.A. Were you on the Hollywood Freeway?
I was on the Hollywood Freeway. Let me explain to you, Phil, what happened yesterday. Something very good happened to me yesterday, and that's why what happened following that was so tragic in its implications. I can empathize every time I see a young African-American man on television or a black mother talking about her young son who's been manhandled by the police. I'll tell you, they're out of control. And I've got a phone call into James Hahn.
Well, please tell me and my audience, because we don't know the facts.
Yeah, forgive me. So what happened was I took delivery yesterday on a 2005 SLR McLaren. This is a Mercedes-Benz. This is a $450,000 automobile.
Okay.
This is a 610 horsepower, 0 to 60 at 3.8. It is a milestone in automotive achievement. I am so proud of this car, and it is a beautiful automobile. And I'm going to tell you something else. I only hope that everyone in your listening audience tonight has the opportunity to drive this beautiful car. And as the result of, I guess, good fortune, good luck, hard work, I don't know, call it what you want, I have been able to afford one in my life. I took delivery of it yesterday. I got out on the freeway.
I know that you're upset, okay?
I'm a little bit upset, but I want to get through the story, Phil. I got out on the Hollywood Freeway. When you've got 207 horsepower or 207 miles per hour at your disposal and 610 horse at 6,500 RPM, you want to open it up a little bit. All right, so I did. I look in the rearview mirror. LAPD.
All right, so this is speeding.
Just hear me out. Understand that I took delivery on an automobile that few people in their lives will be able to enjoy. Call it good fortune. Call it hard work. I have one. I know that these police cruisers are capable of attaining some pretty good speed, so I opened the car up a little bit, and I ran with it. All right, now listen to me very carefully.
All right, you didn't yield for the police officer?
Hold on for a minute.
I just want to know, did you pull over?
I opened it up for about a mile. I wanted to see if I could put some distance between me and the police cruiser. It's a natural thing. Boy, I got to tell you, I don't even know if I can explain it to you. And until you have been, well, I guess, until you've been me or you've been like me or somebody who can buy a car like this, you got to understand what it's like.
Ted, I understand that what you're saying.
Well, let me finish my story, though, Phil, because this is so important. I opened it up for about a mile, and then I pulled over, yes, okay?
But you didn't yield immediately.
I want you to listen to me.
All right.
I hear a voice on a loudspeaker tell me to show my hands out the window. Now, I have never been spoken to like this before in my life. I'm Ted Bell. I own one of the most successful restaurants in the country. I hear a cop get on a loudspeaker and tell me to show my hands out the window.
Ted, when you run from the police...
Hold on for a minute, because I'm angry now. You've never heard me angry. One of them opens the door. I'm forced out onto the pavement, face down. I told the police officer who I was, and he acted like he didn't know. Now, that is right there. There isn't a cop in this city that doesn't know who I am. I'm Ted Bell. There's a lot of cops that come in after hours and drink in my bar. Now, they impound the automobile. I am placed under arrest for evading. I got my attorney out of a meeting to come and push my bond, and I've never been more humiliated in my life. A lawsuit, the likes of which will dwarf Rodney King's, is in the works. And I'll tell you something else, Phil.
And then I want to make a comment.
You can make all the comments you want, but I want to say one more thing. They've impounded a beautiful automobile. If there's one scratch on that, if the impound yard has put one scratch on that automobile, I will own not only the impound yard, but the entire lives of everyone that works there. That's how angry I am.
All right, and I hear it in your voice.
And I'm sorry to have to... I'm Ted Bell. Ted Bell. I don't have to say anything else.
I understand who you are. You've got a great restaurant. You've built a wonderful business. You have a great many friends, and you have a great many admirers, and people in the city know you, and many people across the country have eaten at your restaurant. And I know that you purchased a beautiful automobile, and I know that it was very expensive, and I know that it was it's very quick.
Phil, can I hold? Would you hold up for a minute?
Okay.
See, right there, you don't really... You say, well, I know. No, you don't. No, you don't. Only someone who is like me. I don't want to say like me, but I'm... I belong to a my people are people who have worked hard, and we've made a lot of money, and we experience things, I guess, probably different from you and the people that are listening to you right now. But I do want to say one thing. I do want to have one thing in common with the people that listen to your show, people who listen to talk radio. I've been arrested now, and I have been humiliated. Now, a lot of the blacks know about this, and so forth. And I will tell you, if one scratch...
All right, I gotta stop you, because I gotta say something.
Go ahead. It's your show, Phil. I don't mean to monopolize the...
All right. I want to give our number out first, because I haven't had a chance. It's 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. You don't think you should have been pulled over, or you don't...
No, if I was breaking the law, I understand, all right? I didn't need to be pulled... I didn't need to be ordered from the car and put face first on the ground. I didn't...
But you did not yield to the police officer, okay, when...
Is he blind? Does he know that he's following a 2005 SLR McLaren? Or are cops these days so stupid that they think a guy that's driving an SLR... Now, look, this isn't a Mustang. It's not a Camaro. It's not one of these... Forgive me. It's not one of these, you know... BMWs, you see a lot of these people drive.
Well, I don't know what you mean by these people.
You know full well. I'm talking about a SLR McLaren.
But look, when he hit his lights, you didn't pull over.
Phil, you're telling me something I already know.
You already know that the police officer...
Why was I forced out onto the ground?
Number one, if you evade a police officer, he's going to make the assumption... that you're doing it for a reason.
Yes, I was doing it for a reason. I've got a fast car. I wanted to see what it could do. Sorry. So sorry. I've got a fast car, and I wanted to see what it could do. Oh, my God. Someone just, you know, and the other thing, I said, who's the supervisor here? And he says, you know, we'll get to that in a minute. I said, hold on for a minute. I'm Ted Bell. Here's my license. And you can see it. As a matter of fact, Phil, I got personalized plates. I said, I want to talk to the supervisor, and I want to talk to him now. And this cop, who couldn't have been more than 25, 26 years old, says, you know, we'll get to you in a minute. That's the way he put it to me. And I looked at him, and I said, oh, man. what I wouldn't give. I said, if you were working in my kitchen.
I understand that. I can only reiterate.
Well, here's my point. I know what you're saying, but the police in this town need to be told once and for all, and in any city for that matter, where you're going to see an abundance of these kinds of cars. You've got to go a little easy on the individual in a 2005 SLR McLaren, because I'm going to tell you something right now. He's probably a business owner. If he's a business owner, it means he employs people. It also means he's got a little bit of political clout. Do yourself a favor. And I'm not looking for favors, Phil. I'm not trying to say white people are better than black people. If it's a black guy, he should be. I'm just saying.
Well, you're telling me that a guy who evades a police officer who's in a nice car shouldn't be arrested.
No, I didn't say that. I said he shouldn't be pulled from the vehicle like he's Rodney King. I'm not this King guy. You remember what happened to him, right? He was coked up and he was hopped up on Sneaky Pete wine.
All right, 1-800, hold on for a minute, Ted, because I frankly, he's very emotional, and I don't want to get him wound up any more than I have to. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills, the owner. He's one of our sponsors. He was pulled over by Los Angeles police yesterday afternoon. Now, he said that he was speeding. He admits that he was speeding. When the cop hit the lights, he started to run a little bit. He said, I wanted to open it up to see if he could put some distance between himself and the cop car. And once, I guess, he was satisfied that he could, he slowed up, pulled over, and that's when the cops told him to put his hands out the window. Then one of the cops opened the car door. He was pulled out of the car, put on the ground, and cuffed. And he's angry. He's very angry about it. He's angry because he was driving a $450,000 car. I got to hear more of his story. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Won't float without pontoons. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I don't care where you put it.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
You know, the NBA playoffs are still happening, folks. Come down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. We've got a great place to relax. Enjoy the Ted. That's a rum and coke invented by me, Ted Bell.
Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your...
Ted, you are saying...
Let me encapsulate it for you, Phil, if I could.
All right, but the audience is hanging on here. You got pulled over by the L.A. police not too long ago, yesterday afternoon?
Yesterday, yeah.
And you were driving a brand new SLR McLaren. It's a very fast car, very expensive car. Police pulled you over because you didn't immediately yield.
And I totally understand that. But treating me... You know, boy, I don't know if I can get through to people on this. I don't know if I can get through to people.
All right, maybe there's something I'm not getting,
it's an SLR McLaren. It's $450,000 worth of automobile. For God's sake!
All right, and I understand that, but so you're saying the cops shouldn't have pulled you out of the car and cuffed you?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I'm Ted Bell. And when I get off the phone with James Hahn's office, let me tell you something. His ear, where he had the phone, is going to be about three times the size it was before he picked the phone up, and it'll be blistering red when I get done with him. Phil, I know to you and to a lot of people I sound like an entitled rich snob, but let me tell you what it's... I've worked for every nickel I've got. You know, I'm Ted Bell, and the other thing, I have the personalized plates. It says Ted Bell because I advertise my restaurant that way. That's the first mistake the cop made. If he was with an older, more experienced partner, if he was with the supervisor, they would have clearly seen the plate because they're going to run the plates.
Yeah.
And would have said, okay, that's Ted Bell.
All right, okay, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Steve, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Steve, go ahead. All right, Steve, your phone is screwing up just a hair there, dude. Hold on for a minute. Julie, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Hi, Julie.
Are you a complete idiot? I'm wondering because...
Is she talking to you?
I don't care.
She's talking to you.
Do you own a business? I don't care.
Are you talking... You calling me an idiot?
Yes,
no, hold
I
on.
Am.
I'm Ted Bell.
Because you think you're rich, you're going to get special treatment?
No, not because I'm rich. Because I'm Ted Bell, I employ a lot of people...
Who in the hell cares if you're Ted Bell?
Where are you from, man?
I don't care if you're Ted Bell.
You're not a cop, are you? So what difference does it make what you think?
The cops are doing their job.
Hold on for a minute. Where are you from?
It doesn't matter where
I'm
from.
Yes, it does, because I'm known in this area. I'm Ted Bell. I own Ted's Beverly Hills.
I don't care who you are. You do not deserve any more special treatment than anybody else.
I can't get through to these people, Phil.
Just because well, what you is it have that you're money?
Not, what is it that you're not being able to say, Ted?
I've got something that this lady will never have in her life. I've got a $450,000 automobile.
How do you know what I do or don't have?
I can tell. I can tell.
Special just well, because you have a car?
You know how I know?
You need help.
You know how I know? Because of this.
Oh, my God.
Just the way you say that, I know you'll never, unless Daddy buys it
you
for you.
You know what? I have more than what you will ever have. I have self-respect. I have values and morals. I treat people no matter if they have money
Thank
or
you,
not.
Sister
they
Jane.
Are the same people. We are all made from one God.
That's what poor
and
people
buddy,
say.
You better start praying to God because
Ma'am,
you have a problem.
That's what the church teaches you to believe so you can be happy being poor. I'm telling you there's
my
a bigger
goodness.
World. No, seriously, do you know that? That's what religion teaches poor people to believe so that you can be happy being poor. But I'm telling you there's a better world. A world where you can be spiritual and have the things that you want to have.
And you can get better treatment from police officers because you drive a nicer car.
Ted, what makes you think the cops shouldn't have pulled you out of that car? Not knowing who you were, not knowing what you were capable of.
You broke the law.
You broke the law.
I'm driving a 250, driving a 250 SLR. I got money that says no guy that owns a car like that is a scumbag. I got big dollars. You see this guy that killed the little girls out there in Florida?
What if a person stole that car and
Are you
he
calling
had
from Florida,
someone
ma'am?
In with them?
Are you calling from Florida?
No, I'm not calling from Florida.
Okay, because I was going to say.
What does it matter?
Because you got bigger fish to fry down there with that piece of garbage, that Hobbs guy that killed those little girls, and they're pulling me out of a car?
You broke the law, buddy. The laws are supposed to be followed by everybody, regardless of how much money you have in your bank account.
You know, the reason why you don't understand what I'm saying...
I got to hear this, Ted, because...
No, she's laughing. It's because it didn't happen to her. And if it had happened to her, she'd
you know
be
what?
Squealing.
It wouldn't happen to
she'd
me
be squealing like the last time her old man put a cigarette out on her rear end. And I can tell you...
Okay,
God.
Come on, man.
What?
What do you mean, what?
If this same thing happened to her, she'd be squealing like a pig shoved under a gate.
It would not happen to me because I would never break the rules like that.
Never. Just never say never. That's the title of a Styx album, and it's also something I believe deeply.
You can break the rules.
All right, thank you very much. Julie, thank you.
No, wait, are you getting rid of her?
Yeah.
No, I want to say one more thing to you, Julie. You want to know why I knew who you were, what you were? Because you go,
hey, my dad.
You know, excuse me. That is...
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Steve, are you there, man? Steve?
Yes.
Go ahead, dude. We couldn't hear you the last time.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I have a question. So if I were driving a $400,000 car and were speeding on the freeway and crashed into a family member of yours and killed them, would that make it okay because I was driving a $400,000 car?
When you say that, Steve, it's like you don't know what you're saying. It's like saying, okay, so in other words, if I was invisible, aren't I still... supposed to be go to prison, but you're not even realizing that you're invisible. That's an amazing thing.
Wait a minute. So carrying your comparison, if I'm invisible, I don't have to go to jail.
Well, but it's not that you have to go to jail or don't. But to be invisible, you'd be mad with the power of it, and that's why he doesn't understand this, Steve, or anybody else. $450,000 SLR McLaren, and I'm not supposed to open it up a little bit? Come on.
You need to wake up and realize that you're a human being just like anybody else. Have money or whether your name is Ted, whoever, I've never heard of you or never cared to hear of you.
What city do you live in, sir?
I'm sorry?
What city do you live in?
I live in Charlottesville, Virginia.
You get out to Los Angeles, I'm going to buy you a steak at my restaurant, Ted's of Beverly Hills. Your name's Steve? You come in and
yes. You
tell me, hi, I'm Steve, I was the guy talking to you from North Carolina. The drinks are on me, the steak is on me, and I'm going to take you out, and I'll let you look at my car. How about it?
I would rather have a Big Mac from McDonald's than to have a steak from your restaurant
all
any
right,
day.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Let's start making donuts.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Hey, folks, a new feature at Ted's of Beverly Hills. We're going to start making donuts. So all the cops that I put out of work with my lawsuit, since they know so much about eating them, they can make them at my restaurant. I'm sorry, I'm angry.
Ted's.
And I can tell.
Hold on, Ted. You know, you buy airtime on my show.
Yeah, and I will do with the airtime what I want to do, as long as I'm not violating the SEC. Is that correct?
Yeah. But I think...
Look, Phil, I mean it. I'm going to start making donuts at Ted's of Beverly Hills. All the cops that are on the street as a result of me suing the LAPD back to the Stone Age, you can come work for me making crullers. Because I will tell you something right now.
Wait. I'm done with the threats. I want to know... The police officers, this lady, Kathy Grisby and three children?
Oh, all right. This is what happened. Here's what happened. They're saying that I ran her off the road. I told these police officers, when are people going to take responsibility for the fact that there is a vehicle like mine on the road and to give me a little clearance? What I was trying to do, Phil, and...
Oh, come on, Ted.
No, let me tell you. I was trying to make it onto the... First of all, I was late for a meeting. Second of all, it was a one-lane on-ramp, and I went up onto the shoulder. And, all right, I shouldn't have done that, but she saw what I was driving. And I looked at her, and I made a gesture with my hands as if to say, you know, I mean, they're your kids, you know. What do you want to do with them? And that's when I cut, you know, yes, I did, I cut her off. But she saw what I was driving.
Yeah, well, the police officer said that you ran her off into a chain-link fence, three kids in a car.
So that makes me a child murderer. Does that make me a molester? Does that make me...
No, of course it doesn't, Ted. Don't be ridiculous.
Well, I'll tell you right now. I looked at her. I shrugged my shoulders and held my hands up as if to say, you see the car I'm driving. Do you really want to go? Come on.
Well, were you guys racing for the freeway on a one-lane on-ramp? Is that what that...
Yeah, well, of course. She's in a Windstar van. Holy Jesus.
Let's not get frustrated, man.
It's frustrating to me.
Well, listen to you. I mean, I don't like the language, first of all.
Forgive me, but what I'm saying to you is, she sees that I'm driving a McLaren. She's in a Windstar van with paneling. She's got a car seat in the back, and she wants to take me?
Ted, it's not a drag race.
Exactly. Exactly. So I said to her, I'm getting on the freeway, and I was motioning because she can't hear me, and I'm pointing, and I'm going, me. I'm pointing ahead, and I'm pointing at me. I'm going. And this, excuse my language, this broad decides that she wants to test my rear end. She's going to test me like I'm the bitch, right? And
what?
But no, you know what I'm saying.
Well, listen to what you're talking about, man.
No, but she wants to test me like I'm some jail punk. Like I'm her little jail fag. And I said to her, I'm mouthing it, it's go time, I'm mouthing the light screen.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Go to Cliff. Cliff, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, I just want to say, like, this really seems like a joke because this guy's attitude
no
is
kidding.
Crazy.
I'll tell you what's not a joke is getting thrown on the pavement and cuffed by the LAPD. That's not a joke.
Well, let me just say we've all heard your side of the story and everything. And
well, does that sound like a joke to you? Because believe me, until you've had it happen to you.
And I finished. I've trained as a police officer. I have family of police officers, so.
What were you laughing at? What were you laughing at when I first talked to you?
What are you talking about?
When he first came on the air, he was laughing.
I was just laughing at the fact that you're trying to race a Windstar. I thought it was funny.
No, anyway. I wasn't trying to race a Windstar. I was saying to her, I'm going.
Anyway.
Well, see, here's the thing. She's got a car.
Here's the thing.
Three kids in the car. Let her go?
Where you live in L.A.
I'm from Beverly
Hills.
Everybody
who runs has something that's wrong. You're running for a reason. The cop doesn't know
I'm not running for a reason, or
what you have in the car.
Maybe the car you drive,
you
run for
on
a reason.
You, such
when
as
you
a
go
knife
fast
or a gun?
In a car like mine, you're going fast because you can go fast. And until you've owned the 2005 SLR McLaren, you're just talking out of your rear end.
Well, okay, 99% of the country doesn't know what a 2005 SLR McLaren is.
Bingo, that's my point.
Well, then how does that make it any different than a Camaro that's driving by me?
It would be the same thing as if you said, a Camaro?
Well,
that's a hot one.
Thing to me.
Yeah, I bet it is. It would be like you saying, so you're invisible, so what?
I'm not saying I'm invisible. All the
No, I'm saying it would be like you...
Why do you keep going with the invisible? What is that?
Phil, don't you think being invisible would be special?
Yeah.
All right. Suppose Cliff said, hey, you're invisible, so what? Like, he didn't think it was a big deal. Wouldn't you think there's something wrong with him?
Well, if you could prove that you're invisible and Cliff didn't think that was a big deal, maybe there would be something wrong with Cliff.
There, that's my point.
But that's ridiculous, comparing being invisible to a 2005 McLaren.
How do you know?
All I'm saying is, look at it from the cop's point of view. If you're running, you're running from something. So if you're going to stop, he's going to get you out on the ground. You're in L.A.
Yeah.
You see him on the TV all the time.
Until you see the license plate that says I'm Ted Bell on it. If you're the cop, you can see the plate. I've got a vanity plate.
How do you even know the cop knows who you are?
Well, if he doesn't, somebody better show him he better start hanging out in better places to eat than the local Dunkin' Donuts or Spud Nuts. Because I can tell you,
it's just sad that you think the cops have nothing better to do than to
donuts.
Try to chase you.
Yeah.
No,
I mean,
sir,
come on.
I know. They've got
a ton of stuff to deal with. They deal with crackheads, they deal with murders and everything.
That's jealousy.
And then you just want to run? Just to see if I can run?
Let me ask you something. You're a police officer, and I guess you're going to say I tried to bribe him. I said to him, can we take care of this?
What do you mean you said to him, can we take care of this?
I asked him if we could take care of the fine right there.
Well, you're insinuating that you can bribe him right there.
It's not bribery. I said, could I take care of the fine right there?
No, you were under arrest. That's an arrestable offense. Thank you for your call, sir. I don't know what the hell they call it, evading police.
They got me for evasion.
And they booked you, man. You ain't going to get, that's no ticket. You got to go in front of a judge.
Listen to you. What do you think? I'm on Cops all of it? You know, the way you're talking to me, you'd think that I'm some guy on Cops with a cigarette, my hand shoved in a pair of jeans pants pockets that are cut off at the thigh. I've got a caved-in chest, a tattoo of a circus clown on my arm. I've got stringy long hair in the back and a bald spot on the top. One tooth. Nicotine stains from 1956 on the two fingers of my right hand. And is that who you think I am?
No, that's not who I think you are, Ted. I think you're a responsible business owner who made a mistake. 1-800...
Made a mistake?
Yeah. 1-800-449-8686. Jonathan, go ahead.
All right. You got a SLR?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I have the SL65, a V12 twin turbo.
Now, wait a minute. How old are you?
I'm 19.
What do you mean you've got an SL65?
I've got one. My dad bought it for me.
Your dad
now,
bought it
I know
for
daddy
you.
Bought it for me.
Well,
yeah, you know what? My
it doesn't
daddy
count.
Was hard for that.
It doesn't count.
It doesn't It'll, count.
I'll tell you what. You know
the
why?
SLR to shame.
No, hold on. You know why? Because
why?
You don't know what it's worth. You didn't work for it. So you don't really know what it is
I
you're
appreciate
sitting
everything
in.
My dad gives me.
Hold on. You don't
I
know.
I appreciate everything.
If you were invisible, would you appreciate that?
Will you stop it with the invisible thing?
Do you want to be invisible or...
No, I'm saying to you, Do you really think you appreciate that automobile? You know, it really, okay, you got me. It does. It makes me, it pisses me off that you got a better car than me.
Exactly, and I'll put you to shame. I will take you to the Autobahn and show you how much I put you to shame.
Whoa. Before you say that,
can you afford
what kind of experience? What kind of experience have you got? High speed racing.
I've already raced the McLaren SLR.
Where?
At the Autobahn.
That's a street. Where have you raced it professionally? Have you actually raced it, or are you just saying you broke the speed limit at the Autobahn?
I've raced it.
Are you talking about the Autopia Disneyland or the Autobahn in Germany?
I'm talking about the Autobahn in Germany. I fly over there every weekend to race little SLRs and beat them.
Yeah, you know what else you do? You look up at that big poster you got of Brittany and just keep going, oh yeah, oh yeah.
No, I look at Christina.
All right,
I'm
okay,
not Brittany.
All right.
You ever put me on the phone with some little bitch punk from Palm Springs?
Look at Ted.
I'm warning you, I'm a sponsor.
Hold on for a minute, man. You're the guy that got arrested, not me.
Try to test my rear end.
Just hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
You would stick an ice pick into a baby to save a cougar in a bush.
Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Anger. I don't have any anger.
You sound angry to me.
I'm not angry.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Yeah, I just had a thought. The young man that just called me from Palm Springs, California, come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. Why don't you show me your SL65? I don't believe you own one. I think you're a liar.
That's what I mean, man.
What?
That's what I mean.
What?
You're wasting precious commercial availability making personal comments like that.
Well, first of all, that kid that called and said he had an SL65, there's no such car.
All right, then why were you talking to him?
Because I wanted to see just how stupid he was. And
oh, come on. You had no idea that Mercedes doesn't make an SL65, did you?
Why am I supposed to know that? I own a McLaren SLR McLaren. I own the Mercedes SLR McLaren. That's all I need to know. And that kid only proves that I have justifiable anger. And I'll tell you something else. If that young man worked for me, I wouldn't ordinarily do this. But if he talked to me on the job the way he talked to me on the telephone, we have a grill where we cook our Italian-style pan-fried steaks, and I would press the flat of his hand onto it.
God, you are sick.
No, I'm not sick. I'm not,
like I said, you're angry, too.
No, I'm not angry. I'm saying that that's what I would do. That's what that would call for.
Here is Rebecca. Rebecca, go ahead.
Hi.
Hi. Go ahead, ma'am. You're on the air.
This guy is a freaking joke.
He's a joke? What makes me a joke? Why, that I own a nice car?
He's a joke. I don't care if you own a nice car or if you own a junkie car.
Let me tell you, of course, that's what poor people always say. It doesn't matter how much money you have. Eh? Am I right?
Exactly.
Yeah. You know why you talk that way? The church taught you to talk that way so you wouldn't give rich people a hard time and you'd be happy with your lot in life. But I'm telling you...
It doesn't matter what kind of car you freaking drive.
Yes, it does. It does matter. Oh, just because you drive whatever you... I can't even imagine what you drive. What do you drive? Like an old Volvo station wagon?
Don't you wish you only had one?
Why would I want to have that?
And besides that, let me tell you another little secret,
huh?
too.
What are you talking about?
Will you let her talk?
You need to stop, okay? First of all, you're very rude, you're very obnoxious, you're a butthead.
Now that's very eloquent, butthead. Ma'am, my name is Ted Bell. I want you to remember that.
You're just playing a
next time you look at your rear end of the mirror, think Ted Bell.
Go, Rebecca, this is Phil Henry. Go ahead and talk. I'm going to put him on hold.
Okay.
Go ahead. He's on hold.
Okay, well, this is the way that I look at it, okay? This guy is just stupid. He's plain and simply stupid. He's going to sue some people.
Get more cheesecake, okay? We need cheesecake for 9 o'clock seating.
He is stupid. He is going to sue some people.
All right.
That
Rebecca, hold on for just a bit. I'm taking a break, but you're going to be on right after we come back from our break.
Okay.
So you just hold the line, all right?
Okay.
This is the Phil Hendry Show. 3, 2, 1. All right, we're clear?
You're clear.
Hey, Ted, I have a lady hanging on the line.
Which one?
The lady that you're talking to.
Can you get somebody other than this white trash that I've been talking to?
I need to talk to all of my listeners as they call in. We got 30 seconds to commercial break, okay?
All right, I would like to be able to talk to someone other than somebody with two teeth. You know what I'm saying?
These are all of the people they're calling.
Yeah, but the lady that I'm talking to right now doesn't even understand the concept of an internal combustion engine, let alone the kind of car that I...
Hold on for a minute. How much time?
45 seconds, Phil.
All right, 45 seconds. We'll be back. Do you want to plug the bar?
I got the bar business, yeah. But you got to get some people on the phone that got out of the third grade, for God's sake. For Jesus on the cross. You think Christ died for this? I don't think so.
All right, we're back. We're back with Ted Bell, 1-800-449-8686. Rebecca, go ahead. You're on the air.
Okay. Here's the thing. You're suing...
Language. Watch your language.
Sorry.
Watch your language.
Sorry.
See, that's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about. The mouth on that woman.
Go ahead, Rebecca.
And let's go with the mouth.
Okay.
Let's go with the mouth. And first of all, I'm not white trash.
I never did say you were.
I do live. I do make a living.
Well, you did
I
say
do
she
drive
was,
a nice car.
You did say she was white trash during the commercial break.
Well, how does she know that?
I heard you.
No, you didn't. He said he put me on hold.
Didn't we have him on hold?
Well, you liar. All right, whoever's running the board for you, Phil, I'd like to take his face and press it onto a hot griddle.
I'm going to do more than that. I'm going to put it in the oven.
Hold on, Rebecca. We'll be right back. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
I'm studying to be LAPD.
That's right.
I'm going to be LAPD.
Hey, how do you like me now?
How do you like me now?
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Okay, Muhammad, go ahead, man. You're last up with Ted Bell.
Hey, Phil, how are you?
Very good, Muhammad.
Plus, I've got the gull wing doors on it.
Yeah, this guy absolutely sticks to his head. You're absolutely right.
It sticks to my head. What
yeah,
does?
See, listen to me. Listen, Phil, don't cut me off. I want to
hear you. I've got gull wing doors. Shouldn't people have to park 100 feet away from me so I can get out?
On the show, let me...
Well, unfortunately, right. We're out of time. I'm Ted Bell, and I call the shots.
All right. I don't think you deserve a weapon.
Well, your cell phone's breaking up, sir. You've got no cell service.
It's 2021. It's March 2021. See?